Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. So, I had something a little interesting. Sometimes I just pick wines or get subscription and got to get a flavor that I really wanted. But this one was a little different. This is a Richard Bruno 2017 Petite Syrah. So, everybody say, hey, Petite Syrah, y'all spelled that different. This is a S-I-R-A-H, but I've seen it like an S-Y-R-A-H. And pretty much the same thing, but different regions, you know, they or even wineries use the name differently, but not to be confused with a Shiraz. So it's not a Shiraz, not a Shiraz, none of that. It's two different kinds of grapes. So when you're looking at it, you're getting two different kinds of flavors, two different kinds of grapes. So one of the things that I was really interested with is this wine, you know, it has different flavors and different things like that. So from the front end, this is a, it has plum, blueberry, dark chocolate, black pepper, and black tea. So a lot of times people try to say, hey, get a Petite Syrah with some chocolate, with a dessert, because it has the heavy berry taste. But on top of that, it has that almost chocolate, dark chocolate flavor that you can have, and it goes really well with that. This one, I have to say, before that, I did taste those hints of like black tea with the tannins as well, so it's really interesting. But this Richard Bruno, so this is interesting. So he started his own winery. He used to work for Francis Ford Coppola, so you know, that the famous director and producer. He actually, you know, had his own winery. I usually get a couple of good wines from him that I really got obsessed over, and he worked for Don Sabatini as well. So he worked there, but so now he wanted to do his own wine. So as he wanted to do his own wine, he turned around and he went with angel investors. So I wanted to get in early to get this $20 plus price point wine I got for $11, because I wanted to come in on the front end of that, which is really interesting because you got a lot of people who's doing these angel investors and all different things to say, how do you get in early? So I got in early with that. So I got this wine for $11.99. But if you look up, you see them around 20, you'll see them around 26. But it's from the Clarksburg area, almost Paso Robles. He has vineyards in that area as well. So he has them all over the place. But this one is a Clarksburg. So if you see that, you know, it has that Richard Bruno right there on the side. And then Clarksburg Petite Syrah 2017. So that's what you're really looking at. So I was interested to say, let me try it out. Just had a taste and the history and details. I just wanted to try it out. So I drank the hell out of the wine. You can check it out right there. So we're pretty much done. Even my wife loved this. So she drank it up and said, you need to hurry up and do this review because I'm going to drink all this wine up. I was like, yeah, I see that. So, but still nice color for a day and a half. But the color still remains. So let's get a taste. Oop, not a taste. Let's get aroma out of that. So I'm getting that black pepper, like they said, and like really, really almost like, I mean, it's not blueberry. It's like it's dark berries. Like if you're in a forest or walking anywhere and you pick those berries off the trees or bushes or whatever, and you smell that dark, and when you crush them on the ground, you smell that little flavor. That's what you're really getting out of this. So let's get a taste. So yes, you I'm losing the berryness and the fruitiness out of it. but it's dry. The Petite Sirah usually is dry. California, France, and Australia. That's where really the Petite Sirah is from. So you're really getting pretty tannic and dry. You do get a slight bit of that like I said, that black tea. So if you had like a harsh black tea with no sugar or mixed or anything, you're getting a little of that. But initially I had more fruity, dark berry flavors, but it's dissipating right now. So really that's what I'm getting. But it's not a bad wine. It's a little stronger than I really expected for it to be. I thought it would be a lot more berry fruity, or almost on the raspberry blueberry side, but it's a little darker than that. So if you get that with dark chocolate that have really that acidic taste and flavor on that, it does blend well with that. But I was good with this. I've had it with, I think we ate it with, because we had it last night and then I drank it again. I think we had it with a roast and it went really well with that. So it's really, really good. But that's the Richard Bruno 2017 Petite Sirah. Petite Sirah, meaning small in French. Urban Wine Life, go to the website, urbanwinelife.com. All podcast downloads, check us out, Urban Wine Life. Or go to Bougie Black Brother Network and see us on YouTube so you can check it all out live and in color. But I thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.